In fact, social proof is one of the most powerful heuristics because it connects the persuasiveness of an idea or behavior to how others are responding to it. Additionally, when many other people are engaging in something, it triggers the brain to reduce the perception of risk associated with an idea or activity. It is the reason why we are drawn to best-selling books, blockbuster movies, crowded restaurants, and businesses that have many satisfied customers. Social proof also creates strong social norms, which are expected standards of behavior. It is very hard for most people to go against these behavioral expectations. One of my favorite examples of this is a standing ovation. How many times have you been in an audience when a few people give the performers a standing ovation? Then more audience members quickly follow. Soon it seems that everyone around you is standing up and applauding. In spite of the fact that you had not planned on doing so, you find yourself rising to your feet and joining in. Why? What force caused you to stand? And why does it feel so odd to resist that urge? By now, you know that the answer is social proof. There is a lot of research on social proof, more than 100 years worth. Although one of the most significant research studies ever conducted on social proof was led by renowned behavioral scientist Solomon Asch in the 1950s. His study consisted of groups of 7 to 9 people being shown one straight line and then 3 additional lines that varied in size. The participants were asked to publicly share which of the 3 lines they believed was most similar in size to the first line shown. Almost every participant reported that the exercise was uncomplicated, and they exhibited a 99% accuracy rate. However, this study had an unexpected twist. Everyone in each of the groups, except one person, was collaborating with Asch. The goal of the experiment was not to test the participant's ability to estimate the length of the lines, but to see if he or she could defy the pressure that social proof stimulates. After a few rounds of everyone answering identically, the accomplices would begin to intentionally select an incorrect answer. As the experiment continued, and those working with the researchers kept choosing the wrong lines, the various test subjects began to show signs of extreme anguish. They became worried, awkward, embarrassed, and hesitant to select the answer they knew to be right and defy the choice of the rest of the group. The conclusion of the experiments was that most of the true participants could not withstand the pull of social proof. A shocking 75% later confessed that they deliberately chose the wrong answer because of the pressure they felt to conform to the group.